Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The State Department's recycled report regarding violence around the world and terrorism whitewashes the Palestinian Authority with regards to what it's doing in Israel. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is the head of the State Department, but there's obviously people within that State Department and within the other agencies that are still, no doubt, Obama holdovers. But it's not just Obama. It goes back deeper. They have released a State Department report regarding country reports on terrorism 2016. And it's supposed to look at the different countries that are involved in terrorism and various activities, what they're doing, what they're not doing, and so forth. It overviews Israel and the so-called West Bank, and it includes the so-called Palestinian Authority with Mahmoud Abbas. It basically says that since 2005, the Palestinian Authority has not incited any kind of violence. That's number one, which is false.
Yeah.
That's false. And then number two, it cuts and paste, Holly. You did some research on this, and what they did was they just cut and paste the same exact verbatim words several years, 2013, 2014, 2015. They didn't do an independent evaluation.
Mm-hmm. I know. I mean, you have a sentence like the Palestinian Authority maintains control over the content of Friday's sermons delivered in over 1,800 West Bank mosque to ensure that they do not endorse incitement to violence. Well, we just saw that happen recently over there, you know, and so they're just repeating these exact sentences year after year instead of actually updating the information, which is not, as you said, whitewashing the Palestinian Authority, and also that demeans Israel and making them look negative because of this as well.
Well, in fact, the Fatah leader, which is part of the people representing or supporting the Palestinian Authority, just recently said, and others have said, and Mahmoud Abbas have actually themselves incited violence against Israel, particularly with what just happened on the Temple Mount, where some people went to the Temple Mount, smuggled in weapons, came back down to the Lion's Gate, and they shot three people and killed two of these security guards, Matt. And what we also have here is they say, in addition to just cutting and pasting, which Holly pointed out in our press release from previous State Department's reports, they also misrepresented. They said that since 2005, there was no indication that the Palestinian Authority has promoted violence.
In fact, a decrease in terror attacks, they're saying.
Yeah, it's ridiculous because I've got an April 28, 2017, January 2017, March 2017, April 29, 2017, January 2017, April 20, 2016. What are these that I'm talking about? These are videos on the Palestinian TV and or on the Palestinian-controlled radio station. But yeah, most of them are on the television, and these are little kids, Matt, that are singing and reciting poems, and they're singing jingles that talk about destruction of the Jews.
Yeah, you would expect this from the Obama administration, which was completely sold out to Islamic terrorists. I mean, frankly, let's be honest here. That's what the Palestinian Authority is, and Hamas. But you wouldn't expect this from the Trump administration. And so I think you're right. I think it's the holdovers. I think the best case scenario is that this is a completely lazy cut and paste job that where they exercise no legitimate analysis or due diligence. But the worst case scenario here is that this is intentional. You, Matt, With simple Google searches, we're able to come up and find all of this evidence that the Palestinian Authority is inciting and encouraging anti-Semitic violence. But the State Department, with all their resources and billions of dollars, can't come up with that same information?
Well, here's a boy on the Palestinian TV children's program reciting a poem, and here's some of the words. To war that will destroy the Zionist soul. A little boy. This is March 17, 2017. Here's another one. Palestinian TV, January 6, 2017. It's on the Palestinian TV Children's Program. We're not even talking about adults. We can get into that, but we're talking about what they're doing to children. Recites a poem encouraging, quote, slaughter of Israelis, glorifying death, quote, as we slaughtered them in your streets, Beirut, Arafat, for you we shall die, close quote. A little boy on the children's channel.
This is the Palestinian Authority's official state television.
And the State Department report says, well, they've not actually incited violence. They've got on their children's program, on the Palestinian state TV, they've got program after program after program of kids reciting poems or singing songs. And then they have women that are there in crowds of people, almost like a TV audience, but they're all kids. Or they have them on stage. And when the kids cite these horrible things, they ultimately say, bravo, 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 bravo.
Yeah, you have to see it to believe it.
They're encouraging the kids. I mean, it's hard to believe.
Yeah, and they keep rebroadcasting them over and over again. You know, but like in this report, they said there's been a decrease in violence, a decrease in terror attacks, which is totally absurd. I mean, in 2015, you had 108 terror attacks that resulted in 83 people killed and 251 wounded. In 2016, 122 attacks that resulted in 90 people killed and 381 wounded. And this totally undermines what President Trump is trying to do in support of Israel and what we're trying to do with the Taylor Force Act and all this positive legislation. It totally undermines that.
Yeah, it's unreal. Here's another one. It's January 20, 2017. Again, this is Palestinian TV children's program.
Ugh.
Little kids.
Not your
and this,
typical cartoon.
This little kid is reciting a poem promoting an escalation of violence, and he says as part, quote, my rock has turned into an AK-47, close
wow.
quote.
Well, and it's not just the kids. It's not just them. I mean, again, with a simple Google search, 2015, a boss said this, we welcome every drop of blood spilled in Jerusalem.
And the
subtitle on the Wall Street Journal article says, Palestinian leaders have created a culture of death that is motivating the latest violent terrorism. If the Wall Street Journal can figure that out, why can't the State Department?
Yeah, the State Department has just been whitewashing this, and that's why it's so infuriating that it comes out under the Trump administration. I will give Secretary of State Rex Tillerson the benefit of the doubt for the time being that he has so many other things to do. He may not have read everything here or done his own independent investigation, but after all, he is the Secretary of State. He puts out this report. He ought to fire anybody who was part of this particular report because they whitewashed it and they didn't do their homework. If you're going to be doing an assignment, doing reporting every year, you don't cut and paste, number one. And number two, you don't say that there's no violence when, in fact, all you have to do is go to the Palestinian Authority TV and their radio, and it's filled with violence. Or look at what Mahmoud Abbas just said. It's on video. You can find it anywhere.
Yeah, because by the state closing its eyes to this and pretending, you know, it doesn't see anything, it's giving the Palestinian Authority a green light to continue. That's the ultimate problem here.
We need to officially call on Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to correct the record, to revise and reissue the report, to do it correctly. And as you pointed out, Matt, to fire those who clearly had a political motivation here to whitewash this.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's one thing to even talk about what's going on with the kids, and they're doing the same thing on a greater scale with the adults. But, you know, when we were in Israel this summer, we had an individual that comes to speak with us. He says that what's happening in his community, he calls himself a progressive Muslim. He's an internationally known journalist, so he talks about the bias in the media, but he also talks about what's happening in his community, which he doesn't like. And that's why we bring him here to tell us about inside information. And he says, look, there's not going to be any peace process in the near future at all because they are radicalizing the youth. And it's right there.
Yeah.
It's all right there. They're radicalizing
the
youth. They're teaching them to kill, to stab. They're teaching them that this entire land is going to be Palestine, that the Jews are going to be kicked out, that they're lower than dirt. You can't have peace and you can't have someone negotiating for peace when you're radicalizing your children as they are doing. This State Department needs to revoke this and do a new good report that actually is accurate. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Actually, we're going to Israel October 2 through 11. We still have a couple of openings on our Liberty Ambassador Council tour. It's going to be during the Feast of Tabernacles. If you want to learn more about it, go to lc.org or call us 407-875-1776.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.